In Philadelphia today, jurors begin their fifth day of deliberations in the federal racketeering and murder trial of reputed mafia boss Joseph Skinny Joey Merlino. The 15-week trial has been an often dramatic and sometimes humorous examination of alleged mob activities ranging from hired killings, bookmaking, and drug trafficking to the theft of baby formula. George Anastasia has been covering the trial for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Trial has an unusual star witness. Want to tell me about him?
Absolutely. This is a trial where the sitting mob boss of Philadelphia, Ralph Natale, began cooperating. And it's as if the government made a deal with John Gotti to get Sammy Gravano. That's the way this played out. Natale testified for 14 days at the start of the trial, and he is clearly the key government witness in the case.
The boss is ratting on his underlings?
Exactly. We've got the underboss, a couple capos, consigliere, and some soldiers in the dock while the boss sits in the witness stand and fingers each one of them.
Not like the old days.
Absolutely not. But that's typically of Philadelphia. What's happened in Philadelphia, I think, is a microcosm of the demise of the American mafia.
What are the charges against Merlino?
Murder, attempted murder, murder conspiracy, extortion, gambling, and drug trafficking.
And if he's convicted, what does that mean?
If he's convicted of murder, he's looking at life. He's a 39-year-old guy. He's Philadelphia's only celebrity gangster, a very high-profile, flamboyant, handsome, and a murder conviction will be a life sentence.
What does that do to the mob?
This mob in Philadelphia has been reduced to a street corner gang anyway, and I think if there's serious convictions in this case, it'll pretty much put an end to the story.
But the boss is singing, he's going to walk.
That's what it looks like. I mean, he's in jail. He's pled guilty to gambling and drug dealing and murder charges. He's looking potentially at life, but everybody assumes he'll get a slap on the wrist and be out of jail in a year or two.
So he's still in business.
Well, you know, he says that he had an epiphany, that he's seen the light, he's come over from the dark side. That's the kind of testimony we had during his 14 days on the stand, and he's decided to start a new life at age 66.
What's been the atmosphere like in the courtroom?
In the beginning, it was almost soprano-like, you know, the families are there, the wives, mothers, fathers, that kind of thing. And the last two or three weeks, it's gotten much more tense because people are starting to realize what's at stake, and it's nitty-gritty time.
Tell me about this conversion. He's seen the light. That must have been some marvelous stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, he as I said, he's the key government witness, and he's on the witness stand, and he talked about his life of crime. He was away for 15 years for arson and drug trafficking in the 70s and 80s, came back, took over the family, and basically he says they went about murdering their rivals. And then he said after he was arrested again on drug charges and was looking at a potential life sentence, he realized what he had done during 40 years to his family, his wife and his children, and he decided no more Cosa Nostra. He's coming over from the dark side. And the defense made a big deal about this so-called epiphany. And, you know, in all of these mob cases, it's a question of the credibility of the witnesses. And so, the interesting thing in this case is most of the murder charges are built almost entirely around his testimony with very little to corroborate it.
And the defense would say his epiphany was having a chat with the DA and making a deal.
Right, looking at life in prison, no options. You're going to spend the rest of your life in jail or you're going to cut a deal, and he cut a deal.
You have a feeling you're looking at pilot episodes of the next TV series?
Well, you know, if the writers for The Sopranos were sitting in here for 15 weeks, they would have gotten storylines for another 2 years, no doubt about it.
They'll probably subpoena the transcripts themselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
George Anastasia is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer and author of three books on the mafia.